This meditation invites you to gently loosen that grip. It is not about dismissing your feelings or pretending the silence does not hurt. Rather, it is about making peace with what is and returning to your own wholeness. It is about making peace with what is and returning to your own wholeness. Silence in this frame becomes a teacher. The ancient Taoist philosopher Lao Tzu said, "Silence is a source of great strength." What if the silence you fear most is actually the doorway to your deepest resilience? When no answer comes, when the phone remains still, when words are left unsaid, what if you could meet that moment not with panic, but with presence, not with grasping, but with surrender? This practice is an invitation to explore that radical possibility. Let us also remember the Greek philosopher Heraclitus, who said, "Character is destiny. By choosing how we respond to silence, by choosing to breathe, to stay present, to honor our own worth, we are shaping the very essence of who we are. Our character is not determined by the outer circumstances, but by the inner choices we make, moment by moment." This meditation is also an act of reclaiming sovereignty. It is about refusing to hand over the keys of your peace to someone else's responses. When we tie our safety and self-worth to others' recognition, we make ourselves vulnerable to their unpredictability. But when we root ourselves in our own presence, we find a steadiness no silence can shake. Consider Marcus Aurelius, another Stoic sage. "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. The silence that feels like an obstacle can become your path. The absence of response can become the invitation to deepen your relationship with yourself." Throughout this meditation, you will be guided to use the breath as an anchor. The breath is your ever-present companion, a gentle guide back to your own body and your own life. Notice each inhale as a welcome, a soft hello to yourself. Notice each exhale as a release, a letting go of tension, anxiety, and the need to control. You do not have to believe or feel perfectly peaceful right now. This practice is about willingness. The willingness to sit with what is, and the willingness to return again and again to your breath. As thoughts arise, and they will, see if you can observe them like clouds passing through the sky. Thoughts do not need to pull you away from this moment. Feelings do not need to sweep you into stories. You can notice them and return gently to the breath. If feelings of loneliness or pain arise, treat yourself with the same kindness you would offer a dear friend. Place a hand on your heart if it feels helpful, and remind yourself, "I am still here. I am still breathing. I am still enough." This meditation does not ask you to fix or solve anything. It asks only that you be with yourself, fully, deeply, tenderly. In a moment, you will be invited to settle into your posture, steady and relaxed, to close your eyes and begin to observe the natural flow of your breath. As you breathe, you may feel the urge to fill the silence with stories or worries. That's okay. Each time, simply return to the breath. Each inhale invites calm. Each exhale invites release. The silence that once felt like a void may begin to transform. It may reveal itself as a space of profound presence, the space where you can rest, the space where you can come home to yourself. As you move through this practice, remember the wisdom of Rumi. The wound is the place where the light enters you. Let the silence be the place where your light, your peace, your strength enter.